Please don't say I buried it, says the email from Forrest Fenn, the 88-year-old retired antiques dealer from New Mexico, who engineered one of the biggest treasure hunts of the 21st century. Just say, I hid it. I read this line over and over, wondering what Fenn meant, and looking for a clue. He didn't write, I never buried the treasure. He just doesn't want me to tell anybody else he did, which means what, exactly. My mind races, and I briefly consider giving up on journalism to become a full-time treasure hunter. That is the power of Forrest Fenn's treasure, a prize that in the past 8 years has lured a surprisingly large and enthusiastic group of treasure hunters. Fenn and his wife ran a high-end gallery in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and amassed a personal collection that included Sitting Bull's original peace pipe and a mummified falcon from King Tut's tomb. In 1988, Fenn was diagnosed with kidney cancer. Faced with his own mortality, he came up with a crazy scheme. He would bury some of his favorite artifacts somewhere in the Rocky Mountains and then die next to them. My desire was to hide the treasure and let my body stay there and go back to the soil, he explains. He beat the cancer and put the treasure idea on hold for 2 decades, until his 80th birthday, when he decided to finally go through with, minus the dying in the wilderness part. Fenn filled an antique bronze lockbox measuring 10 inches by 10 inches with hundreds of treasures, gold coins and nuggets, rubies, diamonds, emeralds, Chinese jade carvings, and pre-Columbian gold bracelets. The contents are worth somewhere between $1 million and $5 million based on estimates Fenn has given over the years. Then he took his treasure chest out into the Rockies and hid it. He wanted it to be found. That was the whole point. But he wasn't going to just give it away. This country was going into a recession, he writes to me. People were losing their jobs, and despair was the headline in every paper. I wanted to give some hope to those who were willing to go into the mountains looking for a treasure. In 2010, Fenn self-published his memoir, The Thrill of the Chase. In addition to stories about his adventures as an Air Force pilot and selling moccasins to the Rockefellers, it includes a 24-line poem that Fenn claims contains 9 clues that will lead to the end of my rainbow and the treasure. At first, nobody really noticed. The Thrill of the Chase was sold in a local New Mexico bookstore. But word spread, and by 2011, there was a small community of determined hunters. Once the media told Fenn's story, the chase was on. The book is now out of print, and copies show up on Amazon for as much as $3,200. Fenn estimates that 350,000 people from across the globe have searched or are currently searching for his treasure, yet nobody has found it. How, one might reasonably wonder, could that be? The problem with Fenn's poem, or perhaps the reason it has become such an obsession, is that the clues can be interpreted a million different ways.